few weeks ago, my washer finally bit the dust. It wasn't like it happened all of a sudden. I'd been pushing it for a while. One morning, it started making a clunking sound when it kicked into the final spin. No problem. Just shut it off and end the wash there, right? But slowly, the noise got louder and louder, till one day it scared the you-know-what out of Scamp and me. I adapted. I just ran a little quicker to the machine when it started protesting, shut it off, calmed down Scamp, and put the wetter-than-usual clothes in the dryer or out on the line. The last time I did this, though, I opened the washer, and it smells, well, a little crispy. I stuck my head out the back door to make sure that burning smell wasn't coming from someone's wood stove, but no, it was definitely wafting from my washer. I like clean clothes and all, but I like my house more. Time to bite the bullet and buy a new washer. Now, you and me know this is not as easy as it sounds. Ever hopeful, Charlie and me drive to the Bangor Mall to do the deed. We explain to the young chipper working behind the counter that we live in a double wide, so our laundry center is a closet. That means we have one of those stackable units, washer on bottom, dryer on top. We tell him the dryer's fine, we just need a new washer. Well, he explains, used to be you could do that, now new units don't stack onto older ones, even if you get the same brand. What? Charlie says, looking none too pleased. We have to get a new washer and dryer? I'm afraid so. That's not all. We have a gas dryer powered by propane and want to stay with that. Cause the gas dryers you buy are set up for natural gas, so that means you have to order a conversion kit too. And the gas company has to come out and unhook your old dryer, then come back and convert and hook up the new dryer. There's just so many ways this whole thing can get messed up. Charlie and me went into a huddle. It was a big decision for us, not made any easier by those fluorescent lights and music blaring. You want to just tell them to cut the soundtrack you're trying to think. Meanwhile, our pile of laundry wasn't getting any smaller. It didn't seem like we had a lot of options. All right, kid, Charlie says as we break from our huddle. Let's go for it. The automated call from the delivery people came on the Sunday evening that week, saying that our window for delivery was 7:15 to 9:15 Monday morning. So I had to scramble and call the gas company answering service to make sure they had someone there early to unhook the dryer. I'll be darned. The gas company came at 7:05 and the delivery guys at 7:20. I was pleasantly surprised. By 7:30, those tattooed young bucks had taken away our old unit and brought in our brand spanking new laundry center. So far, so good. I'm getting ready to buy a lottery ticket. I'm feeling so lucky. When the gas guy, after an hour of puttering, realized they'd sent the wrong conversion kit. Plus, we needed a longer venting hose. He was nice enough to set up the washer so I could use that anyway, which made me happy no end. Because it's better to have a washer and no dryer than a dryer and no washer, right? Heck, I'm lucky to even have these problems. Two conversion kits and gas company service calls later, I'll admit my usual sunny disposition has ratcheted down a notch. But I'm hopeful the next one will do the trick. Three's the charm, right? Hey, our clothes are getting washed, they're hanging out on the line, our mountain of laundry's shrinking. Onward. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.